Yahoo has settled a high-profile lawsuit filed by human rights activists over political dissidents in China. Here are the facts. In response to requests from the Chinese government, Yahoo turned over documents that identified two people who were writing anonymous pro-democracy messages on the internet. The writers wound up in jail and claimed they were tortured. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The human rights group that filed the lawsuit calls this a landmark case. Yahoo is the first internet company sued under the Alien Tort Claims Act and the Torture Victims Protection Act, which hold U.S. companies accountable for their actions abroad. The lawsuit charged that Yahoo knew or should have known that Chinese officials were going after blogger Wang Xiaoning, journalist Shi Tao, and others because of their political views. Human rights attorney Morton Sklar says when Chinese officials requested material from Yahoo, they indicated they were investigating the individuals for subversion of the state and violation of state secrets.
So when Yahoo received these requests, they should have known instantly that what was going on here was not the legitimate exercise of law enforcement functions, but rather the attempt by China to repress dissidents.
Sklar of the World Organization for Human Rights USA says by turning over their names, addresses, and email messages, Yahoo violated their human rights and aided and abetted their subsequent torture in Chinese prisons, all of which, he says, violates U.S. law. Yahoo's conduct in China has been harshly criticized in Congress. In a congressional hearing last week, the company's CEO and chief lawyer were put on the hot seat for surrendering the documents to Chinese authorities, misleading Congress, and failing to reach out to the dissidents' families. Tom Lantos, chairman of the House panel, called Yahoo's actions, quote, spineless and irresponsible. During the hearing, Yahoo was urged to settle the lawsuit in a manner generous to the families. Today, the company settled, though details of the so-called private agreement are not being made public. Yahoo spokeswoman Tracy Schmaller.
Yahoo is working to provide financial, humanitarian, and legal support to these families. Yahoo is committed to making sure our actions match our values around the world. That's why we are also working to create a separate human rights fund to provide support to other political dissidents and their families.
It's not clear what effect these steps will have on Chinese authorities. Morton Sklar, the lawyer for the Chinese dissident, says he's hopeful that today's settlement will result in the prompt release of those imprisoned. Congressman Tom Lantos, chairman of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, called today's settlement, quote, long overdue. But that wasn't all.
I'm certainly unimpressed that this multi-billion dollar corporation at long last is doing something. It's a disgrace that it took the committees literally shaming them into some action.
Lantos went on to say that American companies have to recognize their responsibility to American values and not become, quote, part and parcel of the Chinese secret police apparatus. Congress is now considering new legislation, the Global Online Freedom Act. It would make it an explicit crime for internet companies to turn over personal information to governments that use the information to suppress dissent. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.